There's no reliable blood or tissue test, partly because gluten sensitivity isn't a single disease and has a number of different possible causes. For example, it may be the case that gluten can activate the immune system in the small intestine or cause it to become leaky. But sometimes people claiming gluten sensitivity are actually sensitive not to wheat proteins, but sugars found in wheat and other foods called fructans. The human intestine can't break down or absorb fructans, so they make their way to the large intestine or colon, where they're fermented by bacteria, producing short-chain fatty acids and gases. This leads to unpleasant symptoms in some people with bowel problems. Another possible explanation behind gluten sensitivity is the nocebo effect. This occurs when a person believes something will cause problems, and because of that belief, it does. It's the opposite of the more well-known and much more fortuitous placebo effect. Given how much bad press gluten is getting in the media, the nocebo response may play a role for some people who think they're sensitive to gluten. For all these reasons, it's clear that the problems people develop when they eat wheat and other grains aren't exclusively due to gluten. So a better name than non-celiac gluten sensitivity might be wheat intolerance.